A place you remember and have imprinted and have triggered and re-triggered into yourself and into being, imprinted on your consciousness as a result, anchored there. I can tell you just what I'm thinking now that we're here. I enjoy hypnosis. I mentioned arousal, sure, but I want my work and your experience with me to be about more than that. So this is a chance to spread the other message, the other important thing I hope you get out of my work. To murmur it in your ear, and for you to know my real intention. Getting off or evoking sexual surrender is not the most important thing, nor is preparing you to be dominant or confident, although those are good in their own right. Instead, I share, sometimes a voice from the dark makes all the difference. Someone here to say, hey, I'm not up for anything too serious, but go ahead and lay here. Lazy, drooping, drowsy, in the company of a voice from another place, a mirror's thickness away, and also exactly as distant as I am. A voice played from the other side of a screen, sure. Playing over into your brain, sure. But if you wanted to rest your head on my shoulder for a while, or in my lap, and have me play my fingers over your scalp, reminding you that I'm here, that you're here, that each of us in that moment is connected, that's platonically acceptable, enjoyable. I'm sure we'd both relax and enjoy that. And I wish that for you. And wishing isn't that much sometimes, but in trance, it can be. It can make all the difference to dissolve the boundaries between people. And one of the things about listening and sinking, finding layer after layer, deeper and deeper, with familiar words preceding them? Night-night. And deeper down. One of the delightful features of that kind of experience is that if the person on the other side is really sincerely saying something to you,